Good morning.
Good.
Annoyingly punctual today.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Yeah, we're I'm still adjusting to your time change, apparently.
So, me today, went, okay, I finished work at 5. All right, I'm hosting Easter at my house. I have to go buy Easter eggs for all the kids for the Easter egg hunt. Oh, I need to buy, like, tablecloths, and I need to da-da-da, and then, oh, you know what? If I don't get my groceries today, I'm going to hate myself on Saturday morning. Okay, I'm going to do my groceries. Got to my car at exactly the time that we podcast and went, oh, shit, Daryl's been ready for half an hour.
Yeah, well, and what you just described, I think, is the thought process of everyone that goes into a Target superstore here. Like, they got to buy all the stuff at Target, and then they got to do the grocery shopping, and there's always things that, you know, just continue to add up, and you leave and you spend like $300. It's insane.
I actually was pretty good. I had set myself a budget of $60 for like party stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And that was sort of eggs and decorations and cutlery and all of that sort of stuff. And I came in at $78. And I was kind of okay with that. Like, I was like, you know what? I spent more than I was expecting, but I got some really good bargains.
Well, and it, you know, look, if with all the things that you got taken care of, that you took care of, I think that's adequate. I think you did a good job.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Plus, the minute that I knew, to be completely honest, the reason my budget was $60 was because I had a voucher that had $60 in it.
Yeah.
And so the minute I knew my pay had gone into my account, I went, I am okay with spending extra money.
Yeah, what you're speaking of is something that, you know, it's true for all of us. It's really nice when we're spending other people's money or vouchers or gift cards or things like that. So, yeah. Yeah. So,
but do you know what? Do you know what's funny? I am notoriously the worst person in the world to give a gift voucher to, because I am not good at spending money on myself. I know that my brooch collection alludes to otherwise, but I'm really not. And so if I get a gift voucher, I'm there going, all right, well, I don't normally spend $100 on myself in this store. So how can I best make $100 look like $100 well spent?
So basically, for your birthday, they should send you vouchers to the brooch store.
That's possible. Mm-hmm. That's actually a really good idea. I'm not good with vouchers. I don't like getting vouchers, and I don't like giving them. Which is really unpopular nowadays.
Yeah.
Right? Because I like had a moral dilemma that I was going to a baby shower the other week and they asked for no presents. They asked for either a donation to their wishing well or vouchers. And I was like, I'm not good with that. I like giving a gift. I like thinking it through. I like working out, oh, that's really cute, or that's really, you know what I mean? I like being really thoughtful. And to me, a voucher is pretty much just here's a piece of card that I paid $30 for inside a card that I paid $2
for.
There you go.
You're giving people the gift of flexibility to get what it is that they want. And this is, it's funny. I remember when we first started selling gift cards back when I worked in retail, 15 or so years ago. And the whole concept of, wait, you're buying store credit, that like, it just, people, like, they didn't quite get it, to whereas now everybody, with the exception of my mom, will just give people gift cards. She's still kind of the same sentiment that you have. It's not thoughtful. I want to give somebody a gift. So she started to come over to where she buys more gifts, gift cards and gift certificates. But yeah, for the longest time, she's like, that's not thoughtful. That's just buying somebody a card to use at their discretion. And I'm like, well, that's actually a pretty thoughtful thing if you think about it. And then I got yelled at.
Well, see, to me, I don't think so. And I don't like it when people give me gift cards. I'm okay if I've earned them. Like, if they're using them as rewards at work, yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm good with that. That's pretty much just extra money.
Yeah.
But with me, so in my family at Christmas, because there's so many grown-ups now, we do a $50 Secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
So you each get given one person. I am the only person every year that says, I do not want a gift card. These are things that I like. These are things I'm into. Please don't give me a gift card. I want a gift. Because once you get to a certain age, you have nothing to unwrap.
That's true.
And it sort of takes some of the joy out of it. And I just think, I mean, for me, it's such a great thing. When you think and you think and you think about what somebody's going to really, really like, even if you're literally buying them something that they would have bought themselves with the gift card that they wanted.
I totally get it. And we still actually have a similar setup with my aunt and my cousins at Christmas time, whereas we will send them, she wants a link. She wants links to like 5 or 6 different things so that she can pick and choose what she's going to get. So you have an idea of what you're getting and you're sending her size and color and all that. But what I think is really funny though, and she might be listening, she actually may listen to, well, I have to tell her about this podcast, but she, she might actually listen to the podcast. But the funny thing is I think when we used to buy more gifts for her kids, for my cousins, I think she would try to do her shopping early. And then the things that they wanted that she couldn't find, she would then tell us that is the items that they would want. And we would have to go on, you know, mad hunts for them. So it was always kind of fun.
So we have massive, in June and July, there are massive toy lay-bys in Australia, which basically means you can go into any department store, you can get the toys for half the price that they are, and then you put them on layaway and you pay it off for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And then you get them out just before Christmas. And when I had heaps of nephews and nieces that were under that age, that the age that, you know, they love toys, that was great. It was a godsend because that I literally set a $30 limit for every nephew and niece, and I'd get them a $60 present for $30. And then they all just started getting older.
Yeah.
And so now it's literally like maybe 6 of them that we do the toy sale for. And then this, you know, the sisters that have those kids will send me a message saying, hey, can you grab this? Because I couldn't get it in my lay-by. And all the Santa presents will come to Auntie Rachel's house instead. But it's funny. It is funny when you are the... A few years ago, the idea of family Christmas was raised because I am the youngest of 12. And so every year it's nominated at somebody else's house. Somebody does Christmas. And this, I remember this one year. And it was when I was still single. I think I must have been about 24. It was the year before I was no longer single, right? And they went, you know what? We're all just going to do our own Christmas this year. Yeah, we won't do a big family Christmas. We'll just do our own family Christmas. I'm like, that's awesome. So I just get to spend the day on my own then. And they're like, well, you can always just come to our family Christmas. And I'm like, well, no, because then that's not family Christmas. We either do family Christmas or we don't do family Christmas.
You're not writing Rachel into the family Christmas. We're not doing
it. Yeah. Right. I'm not your string along.
That's right.
And like, I like the way my brother does it. My brother never does Christmas, but if we all go to the beach on Boxing Day, he'll come to that. He lives down the coast. He lives 2 hours away. They live across the road from the most beautiful beach in Australia. Not if I lived in that location, I would not do family Christmas either.
I think this is the first time, because on the podcast, you will bring up your sisters every once in a while. I don't think you've ever mentioned your brother on a podcast.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't talk about them a lot, but I love my brothers. My brothers can be pretty much forgiven anything.
There you go.
You know, your sister looks at you funny and you're like, for a week. But your brother, you're just like, oh, that's my brother.
Yeah.
God, I love him. what was the other one? So the other one was a few years ago when everybody had kids except for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not buying gifts for adults anymore. And I went, I'm not down with that. I'm like, And I'm not one to normally voice my opinion on big stuff in my family. I'm the youngest. My opinion doesn't count.
Right.
I'm good with that. I just sit there and just take it, and I'm polite, and I smile, and I do my own thing. But as soon as they're like, oh, yeah, we're not buying for adults anymore, I'm like, I'm not good with that. And one of my sisters turned around and goes, what do you mean? And I've gone, here's the thing. You've got three kids. She's got five kids. She's got this many kids. She's got that many kids. I buy a gift for every single one of your kids. So what you're telling me is I'm shelling out at least, we'll say, birthdays and Christmases and Easters. I'm spending $200 or $300 on your families each year. Nobody buys me a birthday present. So I'm not getting a Christmas present either. I'm shelling out all this money and I'm getting nothing. I know it's not about getting something.
But in this case, it would
be nice,
yeah,
to get something. And and so then it became a thing where, and that's why they started the adult Kris Kringle. and then most of them will throw me a box of chocolates or something. And I'm like, okay, I'm all right with that.
You know what?
And then like, oh, but when you have kids, and I'm like, yeah, but what if I don't have kids?
There you go.
They're like, but when you have kids, and I'm like, yeah, but what if we don't have kids? That means I get bupkis? That's not fair. and then I remember like having that conversation with my family, and then there was an episode of Sex and the City where she literally said the same thing, where she was just like, because her friend's like, yeah, but, you know, those are gifts. When you get married and you get all these things, then you'll get those gifts too. And she's like, but what if I don't? Like, you know, there's no event that celebrates the congratulations you didn't marry the wrong guy day.
So what I find hilarious about all of this, never mind the fact that you did a Sex and the City tie-in and you wrapped everything up with there isn't a maybe you married the wrong guy day. We just have we've done a Christmas episode, not in July, you know, where people are like, oh, let's be real creative 6 months before Christmas. Nope. Here we are. We're towards the latter part of April. We're talking about Christmas.
Happy Easter. Let's talk about
that's Christmas. Why you know what that's the title of this episode. Happy Easter. Happy let's Christmas. Talk about Christmas.
Happy Easter. Let's talk about Christmas.
So we have to, and we do have to mention our friend Willie Gillis, because I know he's listening. He's currently trying to be the number two fan of this show, because Neil is just number one in everybody's heart.
But is Neil number one fan of this show? Because I know Neil is number one fan of your show.
I think he is. Neil's
not the number one fan of this one. Well, really
Was Neil on board for you starting your own podcast?
Yeah, actually, Neil came up with the topic, so Neil the title. So Neil.
So even though Neil, yeah, and that was gonna be my follow up if you said no, I came up with it. When I say I mean you, you know, my role in all this, if you listen to Gary Cantrell, is I just try to push people to start podcasts, which is
that's exactly true.
It's totally true.
And if you're listening, Gary Cantrell, which I doubt that you are, but if you're listening, Gary Cantrell, answer my freaking messages.
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. But I think the big note here is that if anybody listening, if you guys ever are at a meetup with Rachel, do not give her gift cards and give her actual.
You know what? I would rather somebody not give me anything.
Yes.
I would rather somebody give me a packet of cheese because they know I like that type of cheese.
Yeah.
One of the best gifts I ever got was a girl that I went to school with who knew I liked quotes, and she got me this little $2 book of quotes. And I'm like, that's awesome. There is no price limit with Rachel. Rachel is literally the person that is happy with anything you give her, except for a gift card.
Have you ever thrown a gift card back at somebody?
No, I just sort of looked at it. Do you know what I do, though? If somebody gives me a gift card, I take a photo of whatever I bought for myself with it.
Yeah.
Or, do you know why I don't like gift cards, honestly? Because I very rarely spend them on myself. And I think that's definitely a woman thing, or it's one of those things. I feel guilty spending money on myself, so I don't do it. So when you give me a gift card, the gift card that I used was a gift card I got at work for performing well in my job. I got given a gift card and I used it to pay for my family Easter. And I'm just not good at that. And maybe that's something I need to address. But like, I remember once somebody gave me a gift card and said, now you absolutely have to spend this on yourself. So what I did was I just took photos of stuff that I'd already bought like months before and then just went, thanks so much. This is what I got.
So I think we're learning an awful lot about you and your spending tendencies. And I like to feel like maybe this is something I need to work on. I get that though, because we, when I worked at the agency, we had a drugstore, a Walgreens right across the street. And for performing well, we would always get these $10 Walgreens gift cards, and Walgreens for every single holiday. So with Easter, like the day after Easter, they're going to have 70% of their Easter candy that they bought for this holiday left. So you're going to be able to buy that for half price, if not cheaper. So what we would do is just buy all the holiday candy. So whenever there was a holiday, Valentine's Day, Easter, 4th of July, they have candy sales for everything now. We would just go over there and buy bags of candy for the office. And we would put it in the three candy bowls that we had for this agency that had maybe 8 employees. So, yeah, there you go.
And I'm so – like, okay, so I'm so not good at people spending money on me that I've literally banned anybody I've ever had a relationship with from buying me roses on Valentine's Day. You know why? Because they hike up the price for them.
Yeah, totally.
And roses aren't even my favorite flowers. And the roses you get on Valentine's Day are piddly compared to regular roses because they're so over-farmed for Valentine's Day.
So we actually, my wife and I, when we're gonna go out and celebrate for a holiday, yeah. So if Valentine's Day is on a Sunday, we're going to go out to dinner on Thursday night before the holiday for that exact reason, because they hike up the prices for things. There's always a long wait if you go somewhere. That's the thing with me in restaurants. Like if I go to a restaurant and they say, you know, you want to put your name in, and they say, okay, it's going to be 20 minutes. If I'm sitting there and I have time to think about the fact that I'm paying somebody to make a meal for me and what it's going to end up costing and how long I'm going to have to actually sit there and eat the meal.
I'm like, you know what? Let's go to the grocery store and buy
it. Seriously, I will talk. Like, and that's the thing. Like, you know, my family will be like, let's stay. I would totally do that every time. Like, if I'm standing there for 2 minutes, I will talk myself out of wanting to go out to eat. And I'll just be like, screw it. Let's go to the grocery store.
Do you know what's funny? You and I had a conversation once about self-deprecating humor and that we're both very good at making fun of ourselves, yeah. Right?
Yes.
I think that that is linked to this. It has something to do with self and self-worth, and it's something that we need to address because our stinginess, some may call us frugal, some may call us stingy. Our stinginess has something connected to that, I think, because I would not hesitate to, you know, if you were in my life, Daryl, it's your 40th birthday and I know you really want da-da-da and it costs $80, I wouldn't even hesitate. But I can't tell you the last time that I didn't go, oh, really, did I need that? And rethink myself 50,000 times for anything that costs more than $10.
So here's where...
This is
awesome because I actually can disagree with you here and I love this because like I will... when we started budgeting, started to look at, okay, what are we spending on food? And it basically, if I work the numbers out, we end up spending something crazy, like 3 to 5 times more every time we go out to eat versus eating at home. And I've gotten pretty good at making like at home versions of, you know, things that I like, stuff that I would get at a steakhouse. Things that I would, you know, like if I would go to like a Chipotle and make and get a burrito bowl or make burritos, or, you know, that was probably my proudest moment was when I'm still working on my burrito folding skills, but I'm getting pretty good at it. Or like what I would get in an Italian restaurant. But like there's a restaurant up the street that makes this amazing fried chicken sandwich. I mean, it is the best thing ever. Now, if I go and order this,
you're literally talking to a girl that needs to have dinner soon, and I'm going, oh my god, that sounds so good.
So, but here's the thing: like, I go for this. If I'm up there, if I go there, and I just, if it's just me, and if I get the sandwich, the side that comes with it, and a water to drink, by the time I tip the server, it's like it's a $15 meal for just me. But I'm like, I would eat that every day if I could, because I really, really enjoy it. And like the same thing with what you're talking about, if it's, it doesn't have to be a 40th birthday. It could be like, you know, it could be like, well, Rachel did really well at work today and she likes this kind of donut, and it's like some kind of really, you know, fancy hoity-toity donut, and it's $12. I'm going to get Rachel the $12 donut and we're going to celebrate. So I'm totally for, because see, that's my whole thing with part of when I talk about food and weight loss is, look, we live in cultures where we celebrate with food. But when we're in a situation where it's like during the week, and the reason that we're going out to eat is because we didn't defrost something from the freezer, then that's when I start thinking. So like just eating out for the sake of eating out, I'm like, that's when I start, you know, kind of being like, eh, do I really want to do this? But as far as like,
oh, no, celebrating, like, and I completely support that too. I mean, my way of thinking is that it's frugal to eat at home. If for nothing else, then it means I've got lunch for 2 days too.
That's,
you know, when I cook dinner, I, you know, dinner also becomes lunch for the next couple of days. I just think you strike me as a person that is generous of spirit, the kind of guy that would buy a $12 donut, which I'm now intrigued to wonder what a $12 donut would be like.
So
talking with that girl here, okay, I'm focusing on the important bits, which is the food.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I just think that I'm not great at spending money on myself, that I wouldn't hesitate to buy someone a $12 donut, but I wouldn't buy myself one.
Well, and you're talking to somebody, and I'm in the same boat. Like, mm-hmm. When I buy my clothes, I usually buy them at, for, you guys have TJ Maxx over there?
We do. I've literally been maybe once or twice. It's okay. Too messy for me.
Okay. Yeah, it can get pretty messy there. People like to rummage through the clothes when they're there. But I'll get my clothes there, or I'll order them online. But the thing is I wear stuff. Like if I go in and look at my closet, especially I have like my button up shirts, even though men's styles don't change nearly as often as women's do, apparently. I would totally have stuff in there from like 5 and 6 years ago. Like I have to make a conscious effort to say, okay, it's time to update the wardrobe. And, you know, but yeah, I'm totally with you on that. Like as far as actually spending money on myself, I don't normally do it as much.
I'm just not that comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. I'm not. And I don't know. I think that with our shopping habits tend to be formed when we're sort of in our late adolescence, early 20s, I think. And because I didn't have money. Like, I didn't come from money. I worked really hard. I was studying. I had no cash, and I couldn't ask my mom. I just, you know, like, I remember every outfit that I wore to uni, my first year of uni, cost less than $3.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, and I think now if you're somebody like, you make an interesting point because yes, you're talking about your late teens, early 20s. That's when you start, you know, earning your own money and spending your own money. And yeah, you're probably laying the foundation for your spending habits for the rest of your life. So yeah, very insightful.
Right. This is what happens when I realize, oh shit, I'm meant to podcast.
Yeah, well, you know, we did have our one 10-minute episode, so that's good. We've done one 10.
And I mean, like, we've in all fairness, we've only gone over by 14 minutes today.
Yeah, this is like, this is good for us. No, I mean, it speaks to the whole thing of, look, we get on the top. The stuff we talked about today, we haven't talked about before anywhere, so that's pretty cool. I like it. We're still finding new stuff to talk about.
Exactly. Happy Easter. Let's talk about Christmas.
That's awesome. That's definitely the name of the episode. Are we? Right. Yeah. Are we doing questions here? I know I ask this every week.
Look, we don't really do questions. Okay. I feel like questions are a Tuesday thing. Yeah. By the way, did you see, you might have missed it, we literally got 30, 40 responses to the what would you tell your 17-year-old self?
I got, and see what I've started to do, because I probably got
good. You got impatient when you put it in your stories, I saw.
Well, what I usually end up doing when somebody does the responses, because they don't, I actually end up messaging the person and like talking about their response. Because I don't like the way that they do the share the response on stories. I think it could be done better. With some of the responses that we got, it's probably good that they were left anonymous, because I mean, you know, I could certainly see where somebody might be uncomfortable
sharing that. I 100% did that deliberately this week. I kept them anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I look at it this way. If somebody's going to take the time and put an individualized response, I think it's best for, I prefer giving them an individualized response back, because it's not always like, you know, hey, let's put this out for everybody to see, because
and look, honestly, I think it depends on the question, because yes. I think when the question is what's your third favorite dinosaur,
yes,
you know, it's okay if the response is not so individualized, and I do my best to make sure every story response is done in an individual way. Everybody gets different memes or different stickers or different comments. Okay.
Well, I like what I got from you, which was a salty, you don't even watch movies. You probably don't even recognize my hair. Blah.
I think my exact words were, I'm not sure if you've seen Avengers.
Yeah, I know.
But my hairdo is kind of Scarlett Johansson in Avengers.
Yeah.
Of course I've seen Avengers.
Of course I've seen Avengers, and you are literally the Black Widow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know.
I have flicked my hair so many times today. I just be like, what? Sorry? I'm just sitting here looking all kinds of cute.
I'm so glad that you're happy with your hair, because I know this really was weighing on your mind.
I got to a point where I knew I had to do it no matter what. So I'm just glad that I like it.
Yes.
And my hairdresser, who was so hesitant because he really didn't want to cut it, as soon as he cut it last night, he went, oh, it really did need that. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I just got so attached to the fact that you'd gotten it so long. And I'm like, yeah, but this will be fun too. And he's just like, yeah, he was great. Like, he was so great. I was talking to him last night, and because he runs his own, he purpose built his house so mm-hmm. that his salon is in his house. He's only young, I think 27, and he's got two young children and a wife. And so when he was building his house, he purpose-built the salon in the house. And, you know, when you say home salon, you get this idea. It looks like a professional fancy salon. It's beautiful. And I'm so proud of him, because he's you know, I've seen him through every step of this process of trying to set up his own business and working for other people that he didn't particularly like and doing what he had to do to get there.
Yeah.
And he's been so busy with his home salon, because he said to me, oh, I'm hoping I make enough to break even. Yeah. And that was just with him. And he is so booked out that he had to hire three more hairdressers to work from his house as well.
So when did he say to you that he was hoping he would break even? Was that this year or was that
this past? No, so he only opened it in his home. I think it opened September of last year in his house. Mm-hmm. But when he was sort of final stages of planning July last year, he's like, I'm hoping to break even in the first 12 months. And he's just... And then he sort of, one of the girls that he had working with him at the salon that, you know, and I liked her, she was really sweet. He was like, oh, I think I might take her on a few hours a week, maybe part-time. And she works a 60-hour week now. You know?
Yeah, because we're so
big. So he's, and he was smart, though, because he's like, okay, I'm the owner. I don't have time to do the other things. He made her the salon manager. So she has to handle all the stuff that's on the floor. She's handling the whether or not people are, you know, doing their right stuff. And then he's got one of the other hairdressers that he worked with, who is also great. You know, he comes in 4 days a week, and he made it. They work 12-hour days, 4 days a week, because they'd rather have 3 days off.
That's wonderful.
And And because he has a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. And so he wants to spend time with his kids as well. And I just, because he's been so busy, he's sort of been like my hair. He's there whenever I get my hair done. And we sort of say hi and everything. But the last two times, it's been the other girl that's done it. And I love her. I trust her with my hair. But I'd missed him. I'd missed like our conversations and everything. And when I told him I wanted a really big cut, he went, okay, I'll make sure I do it.
There you go.
And he blocked out his evening so that he could spend 3 hours with me. And when I started talking to him, he'd asked me about the last few months. And I got really emotional. And I went, I need to stop for a second because I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, all right, we're good. We're good. Okay. And then I told him about some stuff that I've got planned in the next couple of weeks and some stuff that I'm actually feeling really positive about. And he was so on board with all of that stuff that that then made me want to cry because he was really nice about it. So, yeah, it was just really nice. And it was one of those moments where I realized this has gone, you know, I think we're about a year past him just being my hairdresser. Does that make sense? And yeah. And he'd become a friend.
Yeah.
And then he's become a good friend. And yeah. And so, and I love as well that through Instagram, there are 6 women that followed me that now go see him. He's now their hairdresser too.
That's wonderful.
And it was all just because I put stuff up saying he's brilliant. Go check him out. And they did.
Now, how long has he been cutting hair?
How long has he been doing it?
Has he been, cutting hair, like going back to when he was working for other people and all that?
12 years.
So this is what I think the great thing is, because, you know, you'll come into people, you'll talk to people that say, I want to start my own business. I want to do this. I'm tired of working for the man or whatever else. And, you know, it takes time. And two, you're going to end up while you're learning what it is that you need to do, and while you're getting the financial air cover to do what you want to do eventually, you're going to work for people and be in situations that you're probably not all that keen on. But I'm just sitting here listening. Okay, he's 27 years old. He's literally spent almost half of his life in this industry. He clearly is good at what he does. He takes care of his clients, and he's building this out. So when somebody, because that's the other thing, when we're talking social media on the business side, there's a lot of, we talk about this on the weight loss side, but on the business side, there's a lot of like smoke and mirrors of like, oh, I just started this business and now I'm, you know, having drinks on a beach somewhere, you know, after 6 months. His story, this is what building a business is actually like. And this is, if it's going to be a successful business, this is more in line with what actually happens. You learn how to do something, you work at it for years, and then you hopefully set up the infrastructure to do the business on the terms eventually that you're wanting to do. I love that he's 27 years old and he's been doing this for so long, and he's set up a structure to where he is only working 4 days a week. I think
it's wonderful. Do you know what I loved as well? I love that when he was setting up his own salon, he was smart enough to accept teaching at a local hair academy 1 day a week.
Yeah.
Because he thought, even if I don't make enough money the first year to break even, that's going to pay my home repayments.
Yeah.
And he still does that. So he actually gets flown interstate one weekend every 2 months to teach at a hair academy at the top of the country. He spends 1 week every 3 months in Fiji teaching hair at an academy over there. I sound like a proud mama, but he's just an awesome human being and he's so so fabulous.
No, I mean, he's doing what he needs to do, which that's also what a lot of people, when they start out, like, it's funny, people will have like nothing, like no reputation or anything or no real experience, and they'll already start to tell you what it is, the things that they won't do. And that's the thing, is, you know, you pick up work where you can, if you fit, and you fit it around the stuff that you're really, really good at, because he's still gaining experience. I guarantee you, if you talk to him about, what he's learned from teaching, just being able to explain to other people what they need to do to get started in this career. He's learning from that too. He's learning from kind of how they respond to the stuff that he's teaching. But no, he sounds wonderful, and it just sounds like he's setting himself up to live the life he wants, but he's worked so hard to get there. That's just really awesome to hear.
He has. He is an awesome human. I am a big fan.
Well, I'm a big fan, and like, this is the most we've ever talked about him, so yeah.
That's true. Okay. Well, shall we put a plug in it, because we are approaching 40 minutes now. We're at 36 minutes for a 10-minute podcast.
Hey man, it's your show. Cut me off whenever you want.
Okay. So in that case, happy Easter. Thanks for talking about Christmas.
Yes.
And I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds wonderful. We'll talk before then. You know that.
I know that.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for having
me. All right. Take care, honey.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.